Wrangell's problems with its water system are complicated. Wrangell Mayor Steve Prasunka compares its challenges to a mythical monster.
I've called it many times before. It's a multi-headed hydra, and you've got to choose which snake you're going to cut off here. And it is just, it's tough. The assembly at the time chose to go with the new plant. And so that's the course of action that we're locked into.
The problems have been known for decades, but those who work on the issue in the day-to-day can point to a breaking point, the summer in 2016. That's when Wrangell ran short of potable water. Restrictions were put on fish plants, one of the largest employers, and during peak production, recalls water plant operator Wayne McColland.
That was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back, I guess, and pushed everybody into a different direction. It was a bad thing at that time, but it was a really good thing at the same time.
After 2 years and a pilot study, the Wrangell Assembly approved a plan for a new $9 million plant. That was about 3 years ago, but there's been little movement since. We've already covered in this series why the existing plant, built in 1999, isn't up to the job. A series of fatal design flaws with its filters mean water actually can come out dirtier than before it came in. The solution currently being considered is what's known as a dissolved air flotation plant. McColland says it works by using a chemical reaction to make organic bits in the water ball together. Little bubbles of air are streamed through the water, floating the balled up gunk to the top, where it skimmed off.
Basically, if it's done right, it'd probably get most, if not all, the organics that was left over from the DAF process itself, which would make for nearly pure water going into storage and then into the system.
It wouldn't use sand filtration like the current troubled plant.
Everybody else that has one of these things is just tickled pink with it.
But they're also expensive.
It's always about the dollar. No matter what it is, it's always about the dollar.
The preliminary engineering report estimated it would cost $13 million. A more basic design was floated to get the job done for $9 million. Unfortunately, there's not a solid answer to why a replacement plant has taken so long. Previous public works directors say there's a hole of information before the water crisis in 2016. But ultimately, the decision rests with the elected assembly members. McColland says there's been a lot of turnover both on the assembly and among city professionals.
You know, we rotate through an assembly every couple of years, so we start fresh with one or two or more. I've been here for probably starting 20 years in December, and in that 20 years, I think I'm now on my fifth public works supervisor, my fourth city manager. It's pretty hard to stay focused with that kind of a turnover.
The city hasn't been ignoring the problem, though. Public Works has done studies, plunged and analyzed the sand in the filters, considered rebuilding and reworking parts of the system, but each of the fixes have been temporary. At a recent borough assembly meeting, Wrangell's Public Works Director Tom Wader assured the assembly he was working on stopgap measures to deal with elevated byproducts in the water. These are what cause Wrangell's tap water to fail state drinking water standards.
We have talked with our operators, and I've talked with previous director about the pros and cons of some of these options, done some individual research on each of these. We have contacted...
Meanwhile, Wrangell's assembly hasn't committed to spending the money on a new plant. The city is negotiating with Dowell, an engineering firm with offices in Juneau, over possibly starting work next year. Wader acknowledges the city's $9 million cost estimate is from nearly 3 years ago.
And a lot of time has passed between now and then.
But Wrangell's Mayor Steve Prasunka says even with a tight budget, the island shouldn't have to deal with another 20 years of water woes.
I am concerned that we may have wound up with the plant that we have due to value engineering in the past. And I don't want to value engineer ourselves into ongoing issues for the future generations of Wrangellites that have to deal with the water situation.
A situation that combines reservoirs full of sediment, leaky pipes, a faulty plant design that's underbuilt for Wrangell's water demand, and disinfectants that can lead to health problems for the very young and very old. That's Wrangell's water woes in a nutshell. KSDK will continue to follow the city's progress in addressing the problem. Thanks for listening in. Each installment on Wrangell's water woes is posted on KSTK.org. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.